Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechta Menachot, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the sixth Mishnah in this, the final parak of Masechet Menachot, at the very bottom of the Amud. Hare Alai Ola. If a person commits to bringing an Ola, Yavi Keves. You can bring a lamb, the smallest of the animals. Rabbi Ben Azariah Omer, or Torah Ben Yonah. You can bring either one of the birds. Perashti min habakar ve'eni yodeh ma perashti. If you say, I know that I committed to bring something from the herd, but I don't know what I committed to, and keep in mind that an olah can only be a male, yavi par va'egel. You bring a bull or a calf. Min habehema ve'eni yodeh ma perashti. If on the other hand you said, I know that I committed to bringing an animal, but I don't know, and I know that I explicated which kind, but I don't remember what it was, then yavi par va'egel, but you also have to bring from the flock. Ayel Seir Gedi Uvitale. You have to bring a ram, a billy goat, a kid, and a young lamb, which is a yearling. Perashti v'neo de ma pirashti. If you further did not know at all what you committed to bring, then Rosifale and Tor Uben Yonah. You have to bring both kinds of birds that can be brought as an ola as well. That's Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zayin, Hare Alai Todah Ushlamim. If you committed to bring a Todah or Shlamim, and by the way, those could be male or female, again, the default is Yavi Keves, meaning you just said it, you didn't add anything else, you bring a lamb. Perashti min abakar, v'neo dema perashti, same thing. Here, Yavi Par Upara, you have to be a bull and a cow, Ego ve'egla, a calf and a heifer. Min abema v'neo dema perashti, add to that that you said, animal, and you don't know which kind you said. Yavi paru para ego vegla, as we had. Ayil urchela, a ram and an adult lamb, female lamb, a ewe. Seir u seira, a billy goat and a nanny goat. Gdi u gdiya, a kid, both male and female. Tle u tleya, a lamb, both male and female. Now, hare alai shor. This now begins getting into amounts. If you commit to bring a bull to the Mikdash, remember the Nesachim are three Esronim, six Lugim of Shemen, six Lugim of wine. Yavihu Nesacha v'maneh. It'll cost you 100 dinar, all told. If you committed to bring an egel, a calf, then Yavihu Nesacha v'chamesh. Then it only cost you 5 sela, which is 20 dinar, one-fifth of that. Ayel, if you commit to bring a ram, Yavihu Nesacha v'shtayim. It costs you 2 sela, it's 8 dinar. Keves, if you say a lamb, you have a hu nesachah besela, one sela. So it's 1/100th as much it's going to be 1/20th as much as if you were to bring a par. Now, shor b'maneh, if on the other hand you explicated the amount, and you said, I'm going to bring a shor for 100, yaviv maneh chutz minasachav, then the animal's got to be of that value besides the nesachim. Ayel b'chamesh, yaviv b'chamesh chutz minachasav, ayel b'shtayim, Yavi b'shtayim chutz v'nesachav and kevas b'sela, Yavi b'sela chutz v'nesachav, same thing. If you commit to a particular amount, then that amount is besides the nesachim. Now, shor b'maneh ve'vi shnayim b'maneh. Let's say you committed to an ox for one maneh, and you brought two oxen together worth a maneh, lo yatsa. You didn't fulfill your neder, because you committed to a big ox. Afilu zeb maneh chaser dinar, zeb maneh chaser dinar. Even if each one is worth 99, but you committed to one of 100, you're not yotze. Shachor vevi lavan, lavan vevi shachor. If you committed to a black one, you brought white. White and committed, brought black. Gadol vevi katan lo yatsa. Or you committed to a big one, you brought a small one lo yatsa. Katan vevi gadol yatsa. And we saw this already. Rebbe Yomer lo yatsa. If you committed to a small one, you brought a big one. Chacham say yatsa because you added. Rebbe says no, that's not what you committed to. Okay, now going back to the first Mishnah where the question was, can you bring a lamb or do you bring a bird? Or Rabbi Elazar said, you bring a bird. If you just said, Hare Alai Ola, for lo pligi, markiatre, or markiatre. It's just reflecting the local values. In Rabbi Elazar and Azariah's area, birds were more plentiful or more common. Tanu Rabbanan, Hare Alai Ola Besela Lamizbeach. If you said the following, Ola Besela Lamizbeach, and you gave the amount, Yavi keves, she'en lecha davar shekar besal gabei mizbeach ala keves, because that's the only thing. So if you just said, Hare Alai Ola, you could bring a keves. If you gave the amount, well, it's still going to be a keves, because nothing else costs that little. Shekar besala perashti, ve'en yodea ma perashti, but if you said, I know I committed to bring something for a sela, but I don't know what it was, Yavi mikol davar shekar besal gabei mizbeach, then you bring anything, including grains, etc., that would cost a selah for the Mizbeach. Now, Perashti min ha-bakar v'ein yodei ma perashti. In the next Mishnah, if I committed to bringing from the herd, but I don't know what I committed to, yavi par v'egel. Amai, why do you have to bring both a bull and a calf? Leite par mi manav shach, just bring a bull. Either the bull's the right one, or if it's a calf, you bring bigger. So Hamani Rebbe, it must follow Rebbe, who at the very end of the Mishnah said, Katan v'avi gadol lo yatsa, l'avi gadol lo yatsa. So E Rebbe, if Rebbe's the author, Ema Seifa, what do we have at the very end of the set of Mishnayot? Shor b'manev v'vishnayim b'maneh lo yatsa. V'afilu zeb b'manev chasedinar v'zeb b'manev chasedinar. Shachor v'vi lavan, lavan v'vi shachor, gadol v'katan lo yatsa, katon v'gadol yatsa, Rebbe omer lo yatsa, which means that whole position before Rebbe is Rabbanan. So Reish of a Sefer Rebbe v'mtziata Rabbanan, would you have the beginning of the Mishnah and the very end of the series is Rebbe and the middle is the Rabbanan? The answer is in Reish of a Sefer Rebbe v'mtziata Rabbanan and not mtziata Rabbanan. And not only that, v'hachi kamar, the reason that it was ordered this way was tavarzeh machloket Rebbe v'Rabbanan. This issue about katan v'vi gadol is itself a machloket Rebbe v'Rabbanan, which then explains about the Reish also why you have to bring par va'egel, and a par alone is not enough, which Rabbanan would say it is. Okay. Tananatam, we have the Mishnah in Shkalim in the 7th parak, that talks about the different boxes they would have for collecting. There's 13 boxes for collecting the machzir ha-shekel, and shishalin, and for all of the donations, shishalin ha-davah, 6 of them were there for the nedavah, k'neged me, why were there 6? So we have 4 different opinions here, and 2 more. Amar Chizkiah, k'neged shisha batei avot, Hakonim tignu lahem chachamim. What happens is every week you have a mishmeret come up to Yerushalayim on Friday. They would begin their avodah on Shabbat. All the 6 batei av that were there would do the avodah, and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of that week, each beit av would have their own day. And the issue was that if the different money that went into the boxes for each day of surplus, etc., and people want to donate, would be then used for olot, which these kohanim would get the pelts of. And in order to make sure that there would be separate ones for each day so they would know what was donated on that day and there wouldn't be a fight about it, Shalom Zaimzeh, that was Chizkiah's reason. It was very practical to make sure that there was no infighting among the Kohanim. Rabbi Yochanan Amari has a different reason, which we have to understand why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like that reason. There's so much money coming in, they made different boxes, so that the money won't get rusty or crumbled when it's sitting piled together. And the notion here is it's also a practical issue, not a symbolic issue, but the number 6 is incidental. It's just a lot of boxes. Ze'iri Amar is the 3rd explanation. Keged par va'egel, ayel v'keves, gdi v'sa'ir. The 6 different kinds of animals that you would have to donate if that's what you committed to. Now that, of course, only works according to Rebbe, because you wouldn't need a separate one for Ayel v'Keves or for Parva Egel, because one of them is a bigger form of the smaller one, or Gedi and Sa'ir. You'd only need 3. Bapadamar, the 4th opinion, can again haparim v'ha'elim, hakvasim v'asirim, so those 4 we get, hamotarot, any surpluses, v'hama'a, which is the kolbon, the extra payment, explicated Masechet Shkalim, that's given when you want to come and make change for your Machzir HaShekel. Now, Kulu Kachezkel Amri, nobody else agreed with Chizkiah about the Batei Avot fighting. We're not concerned that they're going to fight about that. Everybody's working on their own yom. They get whatever Olota brought that day. Rabbi Yochanan lo Amri, they didn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan about the money rusting. We don't have such concerns about the coins. Ze'iri lo Amri, they didn't agree with Ze'iri. Why? They don't want to make the Mishnah be only like Rebbe, like a solitary opinion. Kivarpada nami lo Amri, they didn't want to agree with Barpada. You know, it's everybody else of those 4 did not agree with Barpada about the the motarot and ma'ah, because motarot kulunam motarot. All of them is motarot. It's all surplus. That's all the money here is. So to have one specially for surplus is itself redundant. Ma'ah nami lishkalim azlan. By the way, what happens to the kolbon? That goes to the machzir ha-shekel. Titanya leichan kolbon zeholech. The Braita says, where does this kolbon, this extra payment go? Lishkalim, there are mayor, ablaz or mayor, linadava. Either way, it's going linadava, but it doesn't need a separate box. Okay, so those 4 opinions and why they disagree. Now we have 2 more opinions about what these 6 boxes were for. Shmuel Amar Kenegan Motar Chatat, one of them was for surplus of money that you set aside for a Chatat. Motar Hasham, the same thing with Hasham. Motar Hasham Nazir, Motar Shah Mitzorah, and we have to assume that those two were not very frequent. Motar Minchat Chote, if you set aside money for Minchat Chote and you had extra. Motar Sirtei Fashal Kohen Gadol, any extra money of what was set aside for the grains for the Kohen Gadol's daily offering. Those are the six. Rav Shai Amar, he disagreed with Shmuel on one point. Keneged Motar Chatan, Motar Hashem, Motar Hashem Nazir, Motar Hashem Mitzorah, those four are the same. Motar Kinin, if somebody, a woman, set aside money for her nest to bring after birth, after giving birth, Motar Minchat Chote. And Minchat Chote, he agrees. So Kinin, instead of Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Why didn't Shmuel agree? Because Kinin Tana Lereisha, because the first seven boxes list Kinim among their purpose. Rashaya Tani Volotani Kinin, Rabbi Rashaya learned that, didn't he learn Kinin? Tana Rabbi Rashaya Vatani Kinin, we have in Rabbi Rashaya's Beit Midrash, he learned Kinin as one of the seven. The answer is Chad Kinin, Chad Motar Kinin. One of them was for money set aside for the nests, and the other one was set aside as surplus from money you set aside for that. Okay. Shai, my time alone, Marcus Shmuel. Why didn't Rabbi Shai agree with Shmuel about the Chavite Kohen Gadol? So I come on tomorrow, Motashal, Sivite Fashal Kohen Gadol. You're okay. If he holds like the opinion, we'll see in a minute who that is, that if there's any surplus from the Asirita Ifa of the Kohen Gadol's offering, it has to rot. It can't be used. Tell you, Motar Minchat Nedava, Motar Mincha Yerakev. We have the strange Brita. The surplus of a Minchat Nedava, the surplus of a Mincha has to rot. My Kamar, what does it mean? This is what it means. Motar minchat chote nedava. The surplus of minchat chote is a nedava. Motar sirtei fashal kohen gadol, but the other mincha of the kohen gadol, yerakev. Any surplus of that has to rot. That can be used. Rabba Amar, he disagrees. Says afilu motar sirtei fashal kohen gadol nami nedava. It's also nedava. What was the reference in that weird, in that strange brayta? Lamotar lachme todah yerakev. Any surplus of the loaves set aside for a todah. If you have extra money, that goes, has to be right. Peplugta, and this whole thing is a machloket. Motar siyuta fashal kohen gadol, Rabbi Yochanan amar nedava, Rabbi Elazar amar yerakev. So early Chachmei Gemara in Moraim in Eretz Yisrael disagreed about the surplus of the siyuta fashal kohen gadol. Rabbi Yochanan says nedava, Rabbi Elazar says it has to rot. Meitave, motar shkalim chulin, umotar siyuta haifa, umotar kine zavim, kine zavot. We have a list of all sorts of things. The surplus of Machzeh Shekel is Chulin, but the surplus of all of these other things, including Asiri Taifa, are Nedava. My love, Motar Asiri Taifa Shal Kohen Gadol. Isn't that talking about the Isaron brought by the Kohen Gadol every day? Lo, Motar Minchat Chote. It means the Asiri Taifa Minchat Chote, which of course also the same amount. The Nasiri Taifa, it's not broken in two, but it's the same amount. So it did not explicitly say in that Braita Kohen Gadol. So it's talking about the other Isaron as Minchat Chote. That surplus goes to Nedavat. Nachamar Yitzchak Mistabra Kavantamar Motar Siri Taifa Shal Kohen Gadol Yerakev. Seems like we should hold like the opinion, which is Rabbi Elazar, that the surplus of the Minchat Kohen Gadol really has to rot. The Tanya lo yasim aleha shemen v'leitein aleha levona. When we talk about minchat chote, there's no shemen, there's no levona, ki chatati, because it is a chatat. Behuda hi kriya chatat, ve'en acher kriya chatat. What does Rabbi Yehuda infer? This is the only one that's called a chatat. No other one is called a chatat. That teaches us that any other mincha is not called a chatat, and therefore the mincha brought by the Kohen Gadol every day, which is not a chatat, therefore needs levona. Since it's not a chatat, the surplus has to rot, as opposed to a chatat, which we've seen throughout. If there is surplus, then it can become a nedava. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Tet, as we make our way towards the end of the Masechet. And in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.